Interpol, ladies and gentlemen, Rest My Chemistry, or so they say. And before that was Destiny's Child with Independent Women. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 in the middle of our very, very exciting and very homely shoe swap tonight.
Dave, you know, it's been a while since I've lived at home, and the opportunity to actually go home at night and have no expectations of what, you know, the chores or the list of things that have to be done. It was just brilliant. Like, I'd go home and dinner's on the table. I didn't have to think, oh, and, you know, on the train on the way home, oh, what will I have for dinner tonight? Oh, I don't have anything. That means I have to go to the supermarket first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty much what it was like when you're living on your own, because you at the end of every shift, you know that you have to stop by the supermarket because you know you've forgotten something the night before.
Or you use the last of the milk in the morning on the way before.
And then there's the frantic SMS to your partner, hey, did you get milk? Did you get egg? And then when they don't reply, well, stuff it, I'll just buy extra.
Yeah. It was so relaxing. You know, like, I'm in a really busy period at work at the moment, so I'm really like hyped up about like work, and you know, I'm come home and I'm absolutely exhausted. It was brilliant. I didn't have to think about what I was gonna eat. I just ate it. And your mom is a really good cook.
I know, you wouldn't complain, would you?
It was like going to a Chinese restaurant, a Vietnamese restaurant, a Malaysian restaurant every night.
Isn't it good?
Anyway, so it was brilliant doing that. But, you know, the idea that I didn't have to pay any rent, that all of my
she
money...
She let you all that for free.
Well, you know, it's like, oh, Mrs. Lim, can I help you by washing the dishes tonight?
Oh, you have to offer.
Yeah.
You know, she usually expects me to do it.
Oh, Tuesday night is your night. You know, you get a list of your chores that you have to do. You have to take the rubbish out on bin night.
Bin night is Tuesday night, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got to make sure you get all of that, and you've got to tuck your little brother into bed.
When mum is working, yeah, I do that. So. Oh, I know.
So
it's a little homely duties like that.
Yeah, so little small things, which, you know, I thought was quite nice in exchange, you know, for having my washing and drying done for me.
Mm.
Not having to think, not having to go to the supermarket. I hate going to the supermarket. But then, you know, so I'd, you know, bring home bits and pieces every so often just to be like, oh, that, you know, I'm thinking of everyone. But then there's, you know, my special treats that I'm having to hide up on the highest shelf and, you know, write my name on 40 times to make sure that no one else uses it, because
I thought this was a loving family you're talking about, namely my own family.
I get protective.
Don't touch the nachos.
You know what I did enjoy, Dave, was living with a little brother.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I have two younger sisters, and they're both very girly and they're, you know, pretty different to me. But having a brother who was into sport and, you know, all that, I felt like I, you know, I had more in common with your little brother than I do with people in my own family.
Aww, that's so cute.
Just, yeah, he was a, you know, he's a bit more out there than I am, and you know, he's got that kind of person. I can see that he's got that personality of you, but you know, it was,
you know,
weird.
He listens to Kylie as well, and every time my little brother requests for a Kylie album track, my parents glare at me like I'm passing on the gay germs or something. I'm just like, I didn't do it. Boy's got a right to love Kylie. I mean, really.
But what I found the most difficult was I love personal space. I love having my own space, do whatever I want and not feeling like there's anyone waiting for my attention or, you know, and that was really hard.
Was it?
Yeah, because you got more people, like, I've got more people living around me. And that was one of the things that was really difficult when I was living at home with my family, was the idea that at any minute my jade time, as I termed it, was going to be interrupted by a number of requests like, can you help me, you know, program the video recorder or whatever it was at that particular time, or we've got a new TV, what do I do, or the printer's out of ink, or, you know, those kinds of things.
Technical stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good to kind of you know, living at home has its good things, but
it's the spacing that really reminded you why you had to move out in the first place.
Exactly. So as while I loved having everything done for me, that, you know, it's back to that social awkwardness thing, isn't it?
Even with your own family?
Yeah, it is.
Hmm.
You know, you need the space.
I'm quite fortunate in my own family. When I am at home, I do get a fair bit of personal space. So
maybe it was because I was like the new attraction.
Yeah, you were the show pony. Yeah. Everyone wanted to know, what is J time? What happens in J time?
Who is this girl sleeping in Dave's room?
What is she up to? What does she like to listen to? Oh my God, look at what she's wearing. You know, it's just like, geez. But,
I haven't heard pop music in days.
What guitars, band? No, Kylie, my little brother must have withdrawal symptoms.
No, I'm sure they'll happily have you home any second.
That's fine. Thank you for sharing with my family, though, your jadedness. I'm sure there's touch as much as you've been touched by their hospitality. You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9. Just ensuring that that won't happen again next time, Jade, please. It's a major upheaval to swap living environments. But coming up after this, we've got our Ask Jade segment,
mm-hmm.
which is an opportunity for our listeners to write to us with their little dilemmas and whatnot. Hey, and tonight we've got a serial non-second dater.
Mm.
Now, if you're one of those people that don't follow up, don't call back, you might want to listen to this.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.